Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Gary in the Tax Quips forum with this tale of woe. During 2011, my wife and son-in-law formed an LLC in the state of Indiana. During 2011, we didn't have any income, just some expenses were incurred as part of the startup. Well, last week our son-in-law decided he's no longer interested in being a member of the LLC. So now, as husband, I'm wanting to convert the LLC into a qualified joint venture, a husband and wife partnership in essence. Well, Gary, first of all, in order to claim the startup costs as deductions, the business must have started. This one hasn't. So at this point, those expenses are just sitting there capitalized until a business starts. When it does start to generate income, in the first year, you can deduct the first $5,000 of startup costs as business expenses instead of amortizing them over 15 years. Will it be starting? And what will it be doing? Anyway, let's go to your question about converting to a qualified joint venture. That's a good question. You've been doing some reading. Most people don't know about this. Okay, it's an LLC, and the default filing for an LLC with two members is as a partnership. Yes, you can elect not to file as a partnership and instead file two Schedule Cs on your personal tax return as a qualified joint venture, I guess, but why would you do it? To avoid the separate costs of a partnership return? Okay, that's a good reason, I suppose. If your business will be having employees, filing this way, though, will get complicated. If it doesn't have employees, go ahead, you're fine, you can make the election. However, doing some further reading, it turns out that an LLC can't file as a qualified joint venture. Only a partnership can. Scroll down on the IRS page and you will see that it says a business owned and operated by the spouses through a limited liability company doesn't qualify for the election. So there's a special rule for husband and wife owners in community property states, but Indiana is not a community property state. So unfortunately, no, you can't do this. You'll have to file as a partnership or elect to file as a corporation, S or C. File year one with zeros for income and expense. In year two, once you have activity, you can pick up the year one startup costs. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about LLCs and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.